Simin Tuf Dalad. The din, if there's tchum l'mal me'asar tvachim, more than 10 tvachim off the ground. The Mechaber says that somebody's traveling and goes out of a tchum, as long as he stayed more than 10 tvachim above the ground, 10 tvachim is approximately 3 feet. The Mechaber's example is that he's walking on top of pillars that are at least 10 tvachim tall, and each pillar is not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. So now there's a big suffix if there's tchum l'mal me'asar or not, so as long as they're abanon, we can make all on the Sveikas, because since it's a Shal of the Gemara, it's a Shal how you pass it, there's Tchum L'mal Me'asar or not, there's Tchum more than 10 Tvachim off the ground or not, as long as in the rule of Darbonon, you apply the rule of Savik Darbonon L'Kula. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mashmois over here, the Shulchan Aruch, that the pillars have to be 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, that means if in one direction it's less than 4 Tvachim, let's say it's 3 Tvachim wide, even if it's very long, still, it's not considered a landing place, it's not considered a stopping point on the ground, and still consider that you're going L'mal Me'asar. Only if it's dal, that's nechta shmishal hiloch, it's a pleasant place to step on to walk on, then it's considered like you're walking on the ground below it, and then the Isat Chumen applies. The only thing he says might be is you have like a gesher, like a bridge, even if it's very narrow, less than 4 tvachim wide, but the long bridge is less than 4 tvachim wide, that might already be considered like you're walking on the ground. Now, if you have a pillar that's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, even if it's a mal me'asar, it's considered like it's on the ground, it's an extension of the ground, then it's considered that you were the mata me'asar there, and you're you can be kind of shvitz over there, and it's considered like you're walking over there. If you have a pillar that's part in the tchum and part out of the tchum, you have to stay in the part that's in the tchum, you cannot go out of the tchum. And the Mechaber's example is somebody's walking l'mal me'asar, somebody's walking on these pillars. Another example would be, and the Ram mentions this, and Mishnah Berurah says, Mechaber agrees also, someone uses Kvitz Hashem, so knows Hashem is HaKadoshim, knows how to travel and fly in the air that way, halacha will be the same. The point is the l'mal me'asar. Now, the Mechaber's have said, if it's Drabbanan, we'll say Sveikas the Kulon, because it's a Shav, it's tchum l'mal me'asar, whatever's Drabbanan we can make on. The Gemara says if you go more than Yubi's mil, more than 7 or 8 or 9 miles, something like that, which many of Rishonim hold Yubi's mil is right Tchum D'Raisa, so then according to those who hold the Tchum of Yubi's mil is D'Raisa, you have to Machmar L'mal Me'asar, because once it's Shal D'Raisa, you're not going to make it, only the Shal is Drabonim. And the Mishnah Berurah says the whole field here is from the Mechaber and the Gemara, is that Yubi's mil, once you're traveling Yubi's mil, at that point, it's a right Tchum D'Raisa, that's what they get at that point, Machmar L'mal Me'asar, etc. Mishnah Berurah says, oh, the Bi'a Gro, L'maisa is Mekel, that Tchum is always Darbon, even Yubi's Mil is always Darbon. So we have a Chalik Rishonim, and there's the Achra of the Bi'ar Gro that we can treat as Darbon. So it's a big shaila if Yubi's Mil is Darais Darbon, and if Kamil will be, you have to Machbar by L'mal Me'asar or not. Now, Mechaber says that since by Yam and the Horus, by bodies of water, there's no Tchum Darais according to everybody, it's not similar to Digla Midbar, not similar to Klai, there's a camp in the Midbar, that was in the desert on dry land. It's there for somebody who comes in a ship on Shabbos, and they start their Shabbos in the ship, and the ship arrives by the port, sometime of Shabbos, as long as the whole time when they're in the water, the ship was the Mal Me'asar, they were the Mal Me'asar from the Kakayam, from the base of the bottom, the bottom of the ocean, so to speak, the bottom of the river. So then, when they get to their destination, they go off the boat, because they still have 2,000 amas in every direction from the place where they hit the Mata Me'asar. So they still have 2,000 amas. As opposed to, if they were the Mata Me'asar at one point along the trip, so the Kodesh Shvitz are there, and from there to the port, it's more than 2,000 Amos. Now they're stuck on the boat. It's the only place they can stay on the boat. It has Machizes, it's like Dalal Amos. They can't go anywhere else. Mr. Berurah discusses the case where somebody starts off a trip on Shabbos in the boat. If you start off Shabbos in the boat, you should make sure to stay on the boat from the beginning of Shabbos till the trip. If it goes off onto the dry land on the mainland in the place where he's traveling from, then he's not going to be able to get off the boat at the other end because he's more than 2,000 Amos away. He'll not be able to go off the boat when he gets to his destination. Interesting Shiloh, Bir Lacha brings. That which is saying the shaila over here, more than Yubi's Mil, if it's Darais Darbonon, he says Machlokes is that Machlokes only by human beings. What about Shvisas Kalim? That which Kalim or Behemoth cannot go out of Tchum Shabbos. If it's Yubi's Mil, might that also be Darais? Or that's for sure Darbonon? Only the Tchum of a person can be Darais Yubi's Mil, according to some Shittas. And Bilal says it's a shaila about that. Also, that which the Shulchan Aruch assumes, that Yam Nahoris and rivers and where the eyes of water is no Tchum Darais, it's not similar to the Midbar. That Rav Magid says, and the Kvega brings us down, that really any Kabbalist, any place that's not Shram Duraisa, does not have Tchum Duraisa. Kvega brings us down, the Shacharach Rav. Mr. Burr feels the Stimus of Machaber is very much not like that. It's much that any dry land can have Tchum Duraisa, if it's milk, those are Shannon. Only place you can't have is a body of water. It's not similar to Digla Midbar. But the fact that someone's a Kabbalist, not Shram Duraisa, does not prevent it from being Tchum Duraisa.